After interviewing over 800 of the best minds in business and investing, I share my best insights, ideas, and lessons learned from cash flow ninjas on how to become financially free and escape the rat race through cash flow investing. If you're looking to increase your cash flow efficiency in your business and investments and increase your cash flow exponentially, you are in the right place. My name is MC Laubscher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. This is Cashflow Investing Secrets. My name is MC Laubscher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. In today's episode, I want to talk about tax deductions business owners are not using and overlooking. Before I jump into the episode, disclaimer, I am not a tax professional. I'm not a tax strategist, and I'm not a CPA. I'm sharing this information for you to have a constructive discussion with your tax professional, with your tax strategist, and your CPA to see if this is something that you can use and utilize within your tax strategy. Now that the disclaimer is out of the way, here are some tax deductions business owners are not using or overlooking. Number one, home office deduction. If you use part of your home exclusively and regularly for your business, you may be able to deduct home expenses. Number two, vehicle expenses. If you use your car for business, you may be able to deduct car expenses. You can use the standard mileage rate or actual expenses. Number three, office supplies and equipment. You can deduct the cost of office supplies and equipment necessary for your business. Number four, software and subscriptions. Business-related software, online services, and subscriptions can often be deducted. Number five, education and training. Courses or educational materials directly related to your business can potentially be deducted. Number six, professional fees. Fees paid to lawyers, accountants, consultants, and other professionals are generally deductible. Number seven, travel expenses. Business-related travel expenses such as flights, hotels, and meals can often be deducted. Number eight, advertising and marketing. The cost of advertising and marketing for your business is generally fully deductible. Number nine, business insurance. Premiums paid for business insurance can usually be deducted. Number 10, charitable contributions. If your business makes charitable donations, you may be able to deduct these. Number 11, business interest and bank fees. If you have business loans or business bank accounts, you may be able to deduct the interest and fees. Number 12, startup costs. You may be able to deduct costs associated with starting your business with certain limits. Number 13, bad debts. If your business has uncoverable debt from goods sold or loans made, you may be able to deduct these. Number 14, moving expenses. If you move for your business, you may be able to deduct your moving expenses. Number 15, depreciation. If your business buys property, you may be able to deduct a portion of its value each year through depreciation. Number 16, employee benefits. The cost of employee benefits such as health plans, retirement plans, and educational assistance can usually be deducted. Number 17, retirement contributions. Contributions to a retirement plan for yourself and your employees are often deductible. Number 18, taxes. Many taxes you pay in the course of doing business are deductible. Number 19, utilities. If you operate out of an office or other commercial building, your utility costs are typically deductible. Number 20, repairs and maintenance. The cost of maintaining and repairing business property can be deducted. Number 21, business entertaining. If you entertain clients or customers in the course of your business, some of those costs may be deductible. Number 22, R&D tax credit. Some businesses can take advantage of the research and development tax credit for creating or improving products, processes, or software. Number 23, foreign derived intangible income deduction, known as FDII. This is a deduction for corporations that earn income from exported goods and services. Number 24, Section 179 deduction. This allows businesses to deduct the full purchase price of qualifying equipment and or software purchased during the year. Number 25, qualified business income deduction, QBI. Many small businesses may be able to deduct up to 20% of their qualified business income. Now, as I've said in the beginning of this episode, I'm not a tax professional, tax strategist, or tax advisor, or CPA. And these tax deduction ideas is simply shared with you to go and have a conversation with your tax professional, your tax advisor, your tax strategist, and your CPA to see if it is a good fit for you. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. Cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.